May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. At the entrance of many stores and many restaurants, and every few feet in the hospital and the nursing home, there are stands with automatic dispensers for hand sanitizer. Now, we see these almost every day. There is this constant invitation to clean our hands. There is this constant reminder that it is good for us to keep our hands clean. And that's a good thing, because clean hands help prevent the spread of disease, and they help us to stay healthy. It's good to be concerned about clean hands. The Pharisees, however, were concerned about clean hands, but they had a different reason. For the Pharisees, cleaning your hands was about religious observance. It was a ritual practice. And those who did not follow this practice were considered to be unclean. They were considered to be unfaithful to all of the additions that had been made to the law of Moses. For the Pharisees, failing to properly clean the hands was an outward sign that the person did not offer proper respect to the law and proper worship to the Lord. For the Pharisees, clean hands were a sign of righteousness and fidelity. Now, the Lord Jesus, on the other hand, was more concerned about clean hearts. Hands are external. We can see them, we can show them, we can shake them, and we can easily clean them. But the heart is hidden. We are careful to reveal it, even more careful to share it. And the heart is much more difficult to clean. Within our hearts, we keep love and affection and compassion. But we also keep grudges and bitterness and jealousy and rage. We keep all kinds of things in our hearts. And that is why it is so much easier to wash our hands than to clean our hearts. Fortunately, my dear brothers and sisters, the cleaning of our hearts is the work of the grace of God with our cooperation. The Lord God, who loved the people of Israel enough to give them the law so that they could live with justice and freedom, has planted his law in our hearts. He has planted his word within us so that we can be a witness to the world and an offering to him. The Lord has claimed our hearts by his gift so that we can reject every evil that arises in our hearts. He has willed to make us new by the word of truth, by his grace and by his gift, and by the gift that we make of our hearts. We are able to renounce our selfishness and embrace the generosity of God. But then, if we embrace the generosity of God, and we walk on the road with Jesus, then we might get our hands dirty. You see, the Pharisees criticized the disciples of Jesus because their hands were dirty. But the disciples' hands were dirty because they had been working with the Lord Jesus. They had been feeding the poor on the side of a mountain. They had been fishing on the sea. They had been visiting and curing the sick. Their hands were dirty because they had been laboring in the vineyard of the Lord. And we are blessed to have so many opportunities to get our hands dirty in the vineyard of the Lord. We can get our hands dirty by feeding and serving the hungry with the brothers of the missionaries of the poor in our parish. We can get our hands dirty by teaching and working with children and young people in our faith formation program. We can get our hands dirty in the holy work, the most holy work, of caring for children and families. And we can even get our hands dirty by picking up a hymnal and singing at Mass. We can get our hands dirty right here, right in this parish, right in this community. As we lift up our hearts in the Eucharist, We ask the Lord to make them clean and to strengthen our hands to do his work in the vineyard. Amen.